Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, sir. This is you're probably the sixth person I've talked to. Last Friday, I had come up in my email a thing from says Kohl's survey. All right, well, I took it because I have a Kohl's card, and I thought it was legitimate. I didn't realize it was a scam. So when I got through, it said that I had won a Dyson vacuum, and all I needed to pay was $7.95 shipping. So I went ahead, put my card, put all my stuff in for the $7.95. Well, instead of $7.95, it was $49.89 is what was took out of my account. So I immediately called my bank to stop it. They couldn't help me, so I called the customer service number at whatever popped up, and it said the lady I talked to, her name was Sadie, S-A-D-E, ever how you say her name? She told me she was going to take it off. So she gave me a confirmation number, and when I looked at my account on my mobile app, it was off. It was gone, no longer pending. So Friday, Saturday, it wasn't there. Sunday, I went to enter some things to make sure it was correct, and it was back on there pending. I was recharged. So Monday I called, and the lady I talked to then, didn't get her name, but she told me, oh, don't worry, I'll take it off right now. I'll do it right now. So I noticed it wasn't off, but she told me, she said, it may take 3 business days before it shows up as being off. Okay. Today I looked, it's still not off. I've still been charged $49.89. So I talked to one lady who kind of got rude. She hung up on me. I called back, talked to another lady that told me, that's okay. She said, I'll do it right now. I'll go ahead and take it back off. Well, I waited about an hour, checked my account, and it said $49.89 point of sale credit for that well-being, whatever it come up as. And then, so I called my bank to make sure it was there, and my bank says, yes, it says it's a point of sale credit. So about an hour later, I guess, is when it was. I go in, and I'm fixing to do my check register to make sure I've not missed anything, and it's gone again. So I've called my bank, and they've told me to call you again, call this number again, call the number that was on there.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
29651.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Catherine Moon.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
207 O'Neill Road, Greer, South Carolina, 29651.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had canceled out the BiteSub Meal Plan app account with a previous representative. I'm showing back on the 15th of November so that there wouldn't be any future charges. Now, I do show where you spoke with a representative earlier today, where I do show that they did issue a credit of the $49.89 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, but it's not there any longer. And
ma'am,
it
would take up to 3 to 5 business days for that credit to show back up on the account, ma'am, because it was issued earlier today.
I have called my bank, and according to my bank, it was run through as that, but then it was put back on again. It's charged again. It's no longer there. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, because you would have to wait the 3 to 5 business days for it to show back up on the account to be back as that credit, ma'am, because it was just issued earlier today.
So how did it get on this list showing as a credit? And now it's back off again. You know what I'm saying? It did show up as credit, point of sale credit. I verified that with my bank. And then like an hour later, when I go back to reconcile my checking, my register, it's gone. That credit's no longer there.
I'm not sure why that was happening with your bank, ma'am, because when that credit was issued, it could take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back up on the account, depending on your financial institution.
Okay. I hate to keep waiting this 3 to 5 days because that's what they keep telling me, 3 to 5 days. And I'm, you know, if I need to do something, I want to go ahead and take steps now. You know, if I'm going to have to fight somebody or, you know, fight this with a lawyer or whatever I need to do, I hate to keep waiting 3 to 5 days. But you say it does show that I was issued a credit for $49.89.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Jay, spelled J-A-Y.
J-A-Y. And your last name, is there another J there?
My last name is Jones, spelled J-O-N-E-S.
Yes, okay. All right, I'll wait again and see if it pops back up.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, sir, that'll be it. And I tell you, I have learned my lesson on these scams. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.